Thank you very much, Mr. Nur Farhat. And thank you very much to WIPO and notably Mr. Professor Gary for this invitation to participate in this important meeting. And I will try to stay in the time given to me, trying to share a few issues that we deem important to think upon. I'm a lawyer and I'm taking part into the working group of Creative Commons Italy led by Professor Ricolfi. And we've been dealing many times with issues concerning governments want to regulate data and contents and the way how they should approach to the regulation of data and contents. So just to try to go to four main points. The first consideration we have to start from, it's an obvious consideration, is that knowledge and information is the asset for the 21st century, especially in the digital age, especially in the digital environment. Knowledge and information may foster creativity and innovation, may permit transparency into the role of government, promote civic and democratic participation. In one word, it's a condition for exercise of fundamental rights. So the first obvious consideration that we think upon when dealing with this issue is what should government do with this? First of all, governments have to make rules, laws, and try to make them to be respected. They have to surveillate the rules are respected by citizens. But which is the first condition in order that rules are respected? Is that citizens are informed. So first issues is information. I make a link with what Mr. Muzungu was saying before. Many times we are in front of contents, information, which we don't know the legal status, the nature of this information, of these contents, how they can be used, which is the copyright. Is there a copyright? Are they in the public domain? We don't know. Very often, even in public bodies' websites or international organizations' websites. So the first condition is let the people know the legal status, the nature of this information. I remember we are at WIPO, WIPO Copyright Treaty, WIPO Performance and Phonographs Treaty of 1996. They were dealing with right management information, notices that allow people to understand the copyright on information. Well, the same thing should be done for any kind of information, even public domain information. There are standard notices, legal notices, to be put on this kind of contents. This is very important. This is a thing that government should do. We have Creative Commons provide, for example, the public domain mark, which is a legal tool, a tag, that could be applied to contents and information which are in the public domain. So, first of all, let the people know. Second issue, which we believe it is important to share with you, governments should allow and try to exploit and use the contents which are in the public domain. So promotion and spreading of contents which are no more copyrighted and are no more under any kind of limitation, trade secrets, database rights, or so on. Contents which are in the public domain should be made known and made available to the public, to the people. And this is very crucial, especially in the digital age, when we come to digitization of contents and information, especially the digitization process funded by public money. In this case, in fact, we have two main dangers very often. First is that what is in the public domain through this digitization process suffers from limitations, contractual limitations, for example, which can be agreed by the government and the private companies which do the digitization process. Second, the creation of metadata, the creation of database rights, the creation of all the classification and collection data which could create new copyright on contents and information which are in the public domain. So we think that when this process of digitization is made by public funds, public entities should be very careful, very attentive, in order not to limit and restrict what is in the public domain yet. Third issue, public sector information. As you know, public bodies are producing an enormous amount of information, data, content, software, social, economic, agricultural, climate, information and data which can be used by people, by citizens, by companies. You know, you know that in Europe we have the European Directive 2003/98, which requires member states to promote and enable reuse of public sector information, which is not under copyright of third parties, obviously. This is a very important issue. This is done, but should be done even more by each member state. The directive requires, when and if possible, the use of electronic means. The directive requires, and we go back to the first issue, the use as much as possible of standard licenses, just to prevent confusion between consumers. So I obviously refer to Creative Commons licenses, for example, or Creative Commons tools. But the very important thing is that people are put in the condition to know that such information can be used and the conditions on which these informations can be used. On this subject, I just want to add a quick note on the proliferation of those licenses, especially governments like very much, and there are good reasons maybe in some occasions to let them create their own license, their own branded license for spreading contents and information. We have a very recent example, brilliant example of the United Kingdom government of the open government license on public data. We have a similar license in Italy. The danger of these licenses, though, it is very important that they stay and remain interoperable with the other standard licenses. So the problem of the proliferation of licenses, the lack of interoperability between them, and the risk of confusion between people, between citizens, which are not copyright lawyers, which are not policymakers, which are not aware of all the risks and on the things to pay attention to in dealing with these issues. Last issue I wanted to share with you. More broader issue. Governments should and do take responsibility in regulating market of contents. I'm referring both to marketplace of contents and marketplace of access to contents, access providers and content providers. In the digital environment is crucial the rules which are put to regulate the market. The use, for example, of proprietary standards or proprietary formats to express contents. The conditions on which access to the network are made could and should be very, very carefully surveyed by governments in order to avoid anti-competitive, discriminatory practices by the operators in the marketplace. Thank you very much.